you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own by, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the by, guys. The by, guys. Keep the by, guys. The by, guys.
Hey everybody out there, welcome to another episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. I am excited to be here, and I'm feeling kind of queer.
And it's a very special episode, Ian.
Incredibly special, Zach.
The most special episode possible.
I think it is. I think it's
the penultimate.
The penultimate. Penultimate's
the penis ultimate episode.
The penis ultimate episode. The one you've all been waiting for.
The most anticipated episode of Bye Guys ever.
In the history of Bye Guys.
Yep.
And that's to say that
this is it, baby. We're done.
The end of the era.
The ship has sailed.
The ship has left the harbor, and we've swapped all there is to do on the poop deck.
Yep, Ian's gotten too famous, and I'm done pretending I'm bisexual because it hasn't helped my career.
We are calling it quits, and today we're going to play all the hits by bringing some of our favorite guests on to say goodbye and bid everyone adieu. I got to say, this has been a complete highlight and wonderful experience. The past 3 years with you every week has been, you're just the funniest dude in the world. You have the biggest heart, and it is a condition. No, but you're the fucking best, man, and everybody loves you, and you're always everybody's favorite in the room, and I'm so grateful I got to do this with you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it very much. I'm glad we got to do it, and we'll be completely transparent with people. It's gotten really hard to schedule the show.
Yeah.
With Ian being out on the road and studio availability and a number of other issues.
And you're doing a million fucking podcasts.
And it's just... unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do it anymore. However, I will say I'm going to keep the slot.
Yes.
And we're going to figure out what the show is going to be. I have a couple ideas that I'm floating around. The obvious show that people are thinking of is probably going to be the one that happens. I don't want to completely say what it is yet or who it's with. But obviously there's somebody I do a ton of shows with here on the network. And we're probably going to wind up taking the slot. For now, it might just be me for a while. But I am not going to stop coming in.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing a show for this time, and we will figure out what it is as we continue to go along.
Yes, and if it's anything like I think it is going to be, it's going to be fantastic because you two guys are fucking great together.
Yeah, it should be really fun.
I am going to invite myself on.
Yeah.
And
we'll let you know when we have availability.
Yeah. I mean, and also I am going to miss Alex and the booth, and you've been a ride or die, our female voice in a world of insanity, and making you giggle has been really, really nice. Say it back.
I love you too, Ian. Thank you.
I love you. Yes. Do you want to bring in the first guest?
No, I just want to thank Alex too, and you know, and I especially want to thank Alex for all the steam we've gotten to blow off inside text messages when we were pissed off at you for being impossible to fucking schedule things with. The amount of times I had to make sure I wasn't texting Bye Guys besties when I was like, is he fucking serious right now? He picked the fucking time. This inconsistent cocksucker.
I'm sorry. Zach, I'm also grateful to you for being there for me in that regard as well. Thank you.
Hey, we've got each other's backs. Let's just bring in our guests.
And I just want to say I could bring you two closer together and make you guys develop a relationship. I mean, you couldn't have done it without me.
I mean, a relationship based on friendship now with absolute fucking contentness that we no longer have to figure out how to fuck to get you here every week. The contempt in the text messages that has been sent over the last few months.
Why did you say something?
I don't know. I thought you could tell by our voices, faces, and demeanors.
No.
Also, like, often you're showing up stressed, and we do love you. We're not trying to stress you out more, you know?
I know, no, but I love you. I wish you said, like, hey, because I'm always like, hey, is everything
all right? I think Alex made it pretty clear that time she had Sagalo starting an episode without you.
Yeah, I thought that was fun. I was like, this is a cool thing. Oh, shit.
Well, who knows that it wouldn't work out? Let's bring in our guests. We got Brendan Sagalo. We got Akeem Woods, and we got Sidney Gantt, three of our favorite people to have on the show.
What's up?
Come on in, guys. Thank you for being here.
Here, sit next to me.
Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate everybody.
I want to sit in the middle.
Come on in. Thank you guys for getting the Black Guys Wear Purple memo. Yeah. Yes.
What's up, guys?
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for letting us know what color to wear. It brings us out.
I think it's great.
Brings out our blackness.
Yeah, it's very 90s black.
This is huge.
It's the Charlotte Hornets black.
That's the type of black
Speaking
I am.
Speaking of black, look at this thing. This is fucking huge.
Yeah, we're like walking starter jackets up here.
Yeah.
You should have said something to me. I'm sorry.
Oh, we really got in Ian's head. That's what I wanted to do.
You should have fucking. How many times have we fucking talked?
Eight times.
What did you say? You were busting his balls about being
late.
Inconsistent.
And hard to schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't know that not answering the group chat for like 3 days.
I'm sorry.
Ian has a more famous podcast.
No, that's not what it is. Look at my text.
That is what it is.
I take forever to get back to
people. More famous podcast.
Fuck you.
And he's like, fuck you, niggas.
Fuck you.
I got a successful podcast.
I think he likes it. I think he's like.
I think it's a power
play. I think when he's running late, he's like.
No, it's not.
I'm Ian. Everyone knows I run late.
Yeah.
I bet he's never late to his other podcast.
I am.
And it's
at my house. It's a fucking nightmare. I get in trouble with them too. I know. I'm trying to do a million things at once. Okay?
What are you trying to do?
Talking to a microphone weekly.
Trying to be late.
once a week.
Actively being late.
Hang out with his friends and joke around once a week.
So many times a week. It's good. We live good lives.
This is honestly just an intervention podcast. This is what this episode is. It's just we want to let you know that you need to get it together.
Good.
I don't think you should.
I don't think you should either, to be honest.
No, I mean, it's obviously working out for you.
I think
you're doing very well.
Yeah,
the whole world's just working for you.
Sagalo's pissed off.
White privilege.
Shut up with your race shit.
I'm not really that pissed because I really don't have that much to do tonight, so I don't really care. But
yeah,
I actually forgot
I have
about
children
this,
to raise, but whatever.
But he's got children to raise.
Yeah.
That wasn't my fault.
We have children to raise.
Yeah, they have children to raise in different cities.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't my fault. I was 5 minutes late.
Another black father, not with their children, and it's Ian's fault.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I'll take the blame.
How do you feel about that making me a statistic, Ian?
This will be my reparations. I go along with your little fantasies. anyway,
we really got in your head. You're really upset.
Well, dude, I got in Sagalo's head because
it was pretty great. It was pretty smart, yeah.
You gave me shit. And you were like, oh, last episode, and you're late. 5 minutes late, which is 10 minutes early
Eight
for
minutes
me.
Late, actually.
And I was like...
8 minutes late.
I took a beat, and I was like, oh, dude. Actually, never mind. You're like, what?
Dude,
what?
And that's the perfect way to get in
what?
My head. This was like genius.
And then I go, no, I want to say it. I know you're insecure.
And then I start naming all the shit that I was insecure about. I was like, oh, is it my weight? Is it my ex-girlfriend?
My ex-girlfriend? Yeah. And I go, no, it's someone said something about your special. I'll talk to you about
Dude,
it later.
I mean, being able to come up with that on the fly is so evil.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. And then I went outside.
And then he starts shitting on Lewis for not taking accountability for something. It's so, the irony is just there's so much of it in the air right now.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what comedy is, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's time to play Guess the Butthole. No,
I'm sorry.
And it's okay, buddy.
Yes.
The butthole's this guy.
I'm an asshole.
But we love you.
All right.
Thank you. That's the thing.
I'm done.
There's no contempt.
Okay.
It's only love and affection. But
I would like to see the side chat.
What?
Can we pop it on the screen?
Over my dead body. So in a few weeks.
That's what you guys should do, dude. You should have ended this show by reading all the shit talk that you and Alex said.
The side chat.
No, it's mostly been discussed in person.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't worry about
it. Waiting a half hour for me to
How many text messages? Run in. Like you send a message, hey guys, I'm gonna be late. Side text, of course.
Fuck.
Yeah. It would just be a lot of those.
I'm the baby, gotta love me.
Yeah. Which is ironic, because that's who I look like.
I know. You look
and
like...
the dad.
Well, you know, look, we're all work in progress. Progress, not in perfection. We're imperfectly perfect.
Oh, okay, bitch. How many fortune cookie quotes are you going to say?
Look, those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind.
Ian is late so much that Alex and Zach get an NPS.
Every time you tell me. Yeah.
All right, Alex, let one fly.
They're in the side chat like this.
Let one fly.
They can fly now?
We've always can fly. Dude. We didn't want you guys to know.
I was a high jump champion, so.
Yeah. No, they're saying they look fly. All right, let's get to the butthole of the week or whatever.
Let's get plugged out of the way.
Yes.
Akeem, my good friend, what do you want people to check out?
Hi. Check me out on AkeemWoods.com for my tour dates. Next week, when is it? The 19th and the 20th, I'm headlining Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So if anyone's in the Chattanooga, come and watch me yell for an hour.
Chattanooga.
And then Akeem with
if anybody's
Instagram,
in Chattanooga, come chat with a nuga.
Please do.
Chattanooga up.
Yo, you gotta admit, Zach's a funny nuga.
Nuga, please.
AkeemWoods.com.
Sid?
Yeah, so also January 19th, if you're in the Pottstown area, I'll be headlining the Soul Joe's Comedy Dirty Show. So come check me out doing that. And I'm at Sydney Gann on all social media. And check out Chakra Poppers. Let's do it.
Brendan Sagalow on everything. You know what the fucking deal is. You know what it is. You know who I am.
Kind of hot.
Thank you. And I got a new podcast coming out, and that's all I'm going to say about it. So wait. I know that I'm a nobody, and who cares if I if
that's
I,
not true. You're not a nobody.
I know
you're
that I'm
great.
A nobody. Look how insecure I am.
You're
I know
wonderful.
That I'm a nobody.
That's and, not true.
Your portrait is painted in Stanford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
I did not do that for club. This. I was trying to.
I know,
be humble.
But no, that wasn't humble. That was hurtful.
Is that another one of your idioms? You idiom?
I'm not a... Oh, idiom. Oh.
We can have a podcast.
Yeah, I know. You know.
I wouldn't recommend it. If you guys
Zach's killing.
Me,
Zach's killing.
January the 20th, I am at TIFF's. In Morris Plains, New Jersey, at the Comedy Dojo. And I got Wisconsin coming up. I got Chicago coming up. And looks like a bunch of dates in Texas. I'll be announcing shit soon. Ian?
Yes, hello. IanFryDance.com. I got a ton of dates coming up. I'm out there. Tampa, Florida. Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Portland, Seattle, San Diego, Sacramento. I'm going all over, man. IanFidance.com. Come out and see me. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. And being Ian with Jordan every Wednesday on YouTube.
Ooh, that's got to sting.
No, not at all. No, I mean
I'm
it.
Kidding.
I'm happy he's got a show still.
I'm going
to
hear
him every
You know what? I'm done joking around. And you guys did that, by the way. I'm now done joking around.
No, you're not. You're going to have a good time, guys. You know why?
Silly.
Because for this week only, I don't think this is true, but you can still go to merchengine.com and get vintage Bye Guys merchandise.
Yes.
We have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts, and hopefully I'll get them to cancel Ian's half of the PayPal.
I didn't know you guys had a hat. I want
Take
a hat.
It.
And then you can also go to... GasDigital.com, the new Gas Digital, and get a 7-day free trial with the code GUYS or whatever
Wait, you've
it
winds up. You've been getting paid from the merch?
What?
I haven't gotten a cent.
I haven't either. It's okay. I don't think we've done very well on it.
Yeah, well.
It's never been a strong point for us.
So. Yeah, no, the ads.
Yeah, not a lot of people want to wear shirts with me and you riding unicorns to say bye, guys.
Where's ice cream cones?
Well.
Yeah.
Nominated the demographic.
There we go.
I know.
But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. And since we have two wonderful African-American guests.
Thank you.
And
Akeem and Sydney.
Yeah. Sorry. And aspiring African-American Brendan Sagler.
Yeah. Well, how do you guys feel about his rap career?
Not his rap, the heart disease.
and the early diabetes.
Yeah. We are going to look at my new favorite Instagram obsession.
Oh, yeah.
And Akeem, I don't know if you know about this mighty thing I'm into.
What's that?
Which is coffin wraps.
Oh, yeah. I want that shit.
That sounds like some nigga shit. Oh, God.
I want that shit. I want to be, I want to be like, I want to be in it, like,
that's
posing.
That's what Sagalow does when he gets COVID.
Black people, you do coffin wraps. On the most ignorant shit on the planet.
It's cute.
Sickest shit on the planet.
And it's cool. Who does that? It's also black people.
I want.
I legit didn't hear you.
Oh, I said we buy stupid shit all the time.
I want my coffin to have Bugs Bunny smoking a blunt painted on it.
I think it's poor people shit.
It is poor. It's a poor
people. Poor people shit. It just so happens a lot of black people are poor because of a system we have set up in this country where it's taken them hard to move forward.
Oh, it's the black people that are the most entertaining. Those are the poor ones. Well, that's how we know more about
it. But that's the saddest thing is we just laugh it off. We're like, ah, ha, ha. It's like really sad.
Laugh it off, dance it off.
What's so sad about it? They're happy about it. They're like, yo, look at that coffin. That looks sweet. They're happy about it.
Are they?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Probably not.
How would you, honestly, asking both of your guys' opinions, go to a family member's funeral, show up, the casket has a full decal of them as an angel on it.
Oh, I hate it.
Good for them, or do you go, Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ.
I hope nobody sees
this. Man, this guy's nougat rich.
Yeah. I mean, dude,
out of context, out of context, that was bad.
Yeah, that was actually offensive.
Yeah.
That was very offensive.
Because when he did it, it was in context, and it was clever and cute. But then you tried to do a callback, and it was not it.
Yeah. I'd like to formally make an apology.
I just want... New whatever system. Black followers y'all got, let's know I don't condone this shit.
We're sorry.
He's like, that's okay. Yeah. My mom's white.
Yeah, I don't condone that terrible callback.
Yeah. So the last few.
Yeah, we're not allowed to own them anymore. They made that a law. Hey guys, real quick, our sponsor comes from somewhere very near and dear to my butt, and that is our good friends at Tushy. Listen, if you got a butthole, you got to poop, and if you got poop, you got to clean it up. And if you want to clean up poop, I cannot suggest a better product than our friends at Hello Tushy. It's a bidet. It sprays water right up your butt, and it connects to the water source in your house. If you got poop on your arm, would you want to wipe it off with a piece of paper? No, you'd want to wash it off with water. Start saving on toilet paper, stop wiping, and start washing. Go to HelloTushy.com today /guys and use our promo code guys for 10% off your first order. That's HelloTushy.com/guys for 10% off and the cleanest butt you're ever going to have. Believe me, and my butt.
Dude, the coffin wrap thing, it's not just a coffin wrap. There's going to be people around like... taking pictures and like selfies with the body and everything. You
Do
know?
We have pictures of this? Because I didn't know that was
a thing. We need to watch this. It's a thing on Instagram now.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So I.
Ooh, that's brutal. Just as tacky as I thought it would be.
Dude, imagine like.
Is that a kid coffin?
Up a corpse
so
to fuck
are there
it
dates
it's in
on
that.
It? Because the dates on it really drive home.
The RIP dates?
Who's buying these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I tell you, you are literally burying money.
This one is 19. Oh man, why is it flipping past?
Whoa!
1993 to so that she's younger than me.
Oh, I think you're on their website. I think if you just go to their.
How much are they going for?
Yeah, can we get a price on this?
Yes.
So it's a fully airbrushed coffin.
Mm-hmm. That is so dumb.
Do you think that's a request?
Oh, look at us. We look adorable.
Hey.
Or do you think that's like the family decided? It's like what she would have wanted.
Dude, it looks sick to me. I'm sorry. I'm
now that we like talking through, I kind of want that.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Well, I want it for you.
Yeah.
I think it's the dumbest thing on the planet. But I'm off for people.
It's a waste of money, but so are funerals.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, sure. I agree. I guess,
what's the difference between that and like a mausoleum?
But is this for closed casket only, or is it?
This is hood black people proving that you can take it with you.
Yeah,
this is their whole bank account.
Yeah, what's the difference between this?
Okay, what does that go for? please don't say anything obscene. Like I hope it's
dude,
not
that
crazy.
It literally looks like the packaging on King Palm wraps.
Yeah. What does it go
but
for?
But now it's going to be a thing where it's like they're trying to outdo each other with.
Oh, 1,000%. The right. It's going to have spinners.
Gonna be a thing. That's how
it's going to have spinners. Like one of the things going to have spinners.
How much is one of those?
I saw a website that said starting at $850, but I think that it probably goes to much higher than
that. Yeah, $800 sounds about.
Yeah, but that's just for the sticker. The coffin's a lot of money.
They're really expensive. Oh, they range in price from like
but you can get cheaper
a couple
coffins
hundred
now.
To like tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but what
coffins.
About like a wood box or spray paint?
I mean, at this point, cremation is what, $70?
I don't know why we're still burying people.
I don't know why either.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know,
it doesn't.
It seems like a silly waste.
Do we even have space like that?
Here, well, a lot of people they just double up there, right? Caskets, if you want. Probably. Like this pretty basic one is $1,400.
Jesus, that's more than a car.
I guess if you didn't.
Oh, how much is that pine box?
That's $999.
I feel like for $500, you might as well get something.
Yeah, but you get that and then you wrap it.
Construction pallets, you get a fucking cheap.
And then cremation is what, $100?
How much?
Nah, dude,
maybe
like,
one of your
like
family barbecues.
Customizable.
I can't
crematorium.
Be that expensive.
The whole look of being it being like customizable.
How much is cremation?
Like really
can't be
more
than $200.
Like,
if you're gonna coffin wrap my coffin, you might as well taxidermy my body.
In New York City, cremation is $2,311.
God damn,
ain't cheap. You can also get your ashes turned into a diamond.
I thought cremation
now.
Was a cheaper option.
So that I've read about that. You can get your ashes pressed into a diamond. Which is what I want to do when my dad passes, because I want to put it in my Prince Albert. That way I can walk up to girls and be like, I want you to meet my dad.
That's a
would
lot of
really
money for
that? That's
pretty I've sick. Told him that to his face.
And what's he said?
He loved it.
You're going to make a diamond and put it on a tip of a butt plug and wear it when your mom dies. Want to meet my parents?
That's what she would have wanted.
Yeah. So now she can be fucking annoying up my ass.
So if you were to get a custom wrap on your coffin, what would you want on it?
A list of all the family members that owe me money.
I like that.
Yeah, and them all laughing as you're being buried, going like, you're never getting that.
I would want, never mind.
What?
Wait.
The cover?
Please read that.
You'd want a child's penis on your coffin?
Mark Mongiore Pumpkin.
Oh, it got his nickname on it. Pumpkin.
I feel like Pumpkin might be a nickname.
Yeah.
Pretty weird to be wearing blue and be Pumpkin, though.
Yeah, but dude, white people probably do this shit, too, with, like, American flags.
Oh, with American flags,
like
definitely.
That, right?
Yeah, not, like, a portrait of them.
No, I bet.
I would
real
want
poor
it.
Fucking dumb whites? Yes, they're putting a portrait of their grandma on there, I bet. Try to find one.
I'm sure there's a rebel flag.
Now,
one.
That's oh, the yeah. fucking
wow.
one you
that's
get,
what you
bro.
Expect.
That's what you get.
That is...
That's fucking
powerful.
Sweet.
Gucci?
Yeah.
That is wild. That means that. Gucci gets you coming and going.
That's sweet.
You can buy a Gucci baby onesie and a Gucci coffin. You can literally get Gucci until the day you die.
For some parents
Gucci
on the
baby
same
coffin?
Day.
Yeah. Oh, that's wild.
I'm gonna get
wild.
The Wegmans logo on mine.
Question. Do they make designer baby coffins?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Because I have seen a Juggalo baby coffin.
What's a Juggalo?
ICP, Insane Clown Posse fans.
Okay.
I have seen a Hatchet Man custom baby coffin.
How did y'all stumble across these?
That's the saddest sentence I've ever heard.
I go
heard
on
in my
deep
life.
Dives on Black Instagram.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I believe the one site I was following was Customs for Cars. Here we go.
Oh, no.
It's just called
Annabelle
Insta.
Lotus. Of course.
What do you want?
Born on Mother's Juggalo Day. Her Jules. Mother, Juggalo Jules, became pregnant on Valentine's Day. Making her unaware that she was pregnant for 6 months.
Hello?
Oh. Hi, Julie.
Just a baby
what's
growing in Faygo.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
That
oh, no.
Yeah,
is that a cooler?
Okay, so in all fairness, when we said white people do crazy, trashy shit, that's it.
Yeah, but dude, at least the black coffins were like well done.
Yeah, the black
nice.
Ones at least look
this
cool.
Looks
the black
like,
one is well done.
This looks like the wallpaper at a daycare that they find out they're having child like fight matches.
Yeah,
I 1,000%
agree. Black daycare.
Child fight club?
Yeah, like a child fight club.
I mean, maybe that's how they lost it.
The baby?
It lost the child fight club.
Dude, you know that thing that's like the saddest sentence in the world is like, baby shoes never used or something for sale.
Crib for sale never used.
If you added, to make it more sad, would be Juggalo casket used. Baby Juggalo casket used.
Do we have any more fun wrapped caskets before we, what do you guys want on yours? You said Wegmans logo?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Dude,
that Gucci one looks fucking good.
That Gucci
one's pretty sick.
Oh, no ghost symbol with my face is the ghost.
The ghost,
but you are the ghost, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. I just.
Oh, as annoying in death as he was in life.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
15 minutes late.
Yeah. Now, question, can you get a little window for your head and then you can change what's on the top of it so it can be like those photo booths?
This one has a basketball
hilarious.
Court
that's
on it.
This one's what?
It has a basketball court on it. I don't know if you could tell what that is.
I thought it was like a pool.
They all have basketball courts on it.
That's the answer. What Zach just said is completely the answer.
Yeah. I have a feeling pool is not a popular option.
Dude, they're making so much money.
This one's SpongeBob themed.
Oh my God, this poor little boy.
Oh,
actually,
geez.
You know what? I'm changing my stance. I think this is nice.
Oh, no.
Akeem hates it.
Oh, who lives in a blue box under the ground?
I hate it. Oh, man. I hate everything about it.
I guess that's kind of nice.
Why?
It's just so tacky and wasteful, in my opinion.
Yeah, but
it's wild.
Say you're a parent and that happened to your kid. You know, kind of seeing that as like, well, you know, it's
okay,
still
that's
cute.
Tacky and wild and gross.
Yeah.
No, even if I had a kid, which is never gonna happen.
You don't want to see him just in this fucking box.
I don't. I'll just let that nigga go.
Yeah, but
smoke.
What if people were talking shit about like, oh, they didn't even spend that much money on the casket? You know?
Yeah. They're like, man,
my funeral's all about me, bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. Death is. Ugh. They get to go and they get to come in. That's not like old. Black
they have
that's you trying to move on.
Oh no! Let her go.
That is the
that's pretty sick.
Listen,
shouldn't have that been for a cryogenic one?
Yeah, this one's ice cold.
I hate y'all puns, by the way.
I would want leopard. I would maybe fuzzy leopard.
That sounds sick.
Fuzzy leopard interior.
That would be sweet.
All I know is that anyone that has this coffin, there's definitely going to be a fight at the funeral.
1,000%.
Oh, yeah, that thing's getting knocked over like in Pet Sematary.
Oh, yeah. Elijah Dixon. Oh, poor little kid.
This is the saddest segment and also the most infuriating segment.
Yeah.
Anything else good before we wrap this part?
We could do this all day, but it's becoming a little repetitive. We got Spider-Man, we got like Burberry, Tommy Hilfiger, which is
it is becoming repetitive.
What did you
Tommy Hilfiger's cool.
How did you
Tommy dead?
How did you stumble upon this, Zach?
Because I followed cars first.
Uh-huh.
He said black.
He's looking at caskets.
Yeah, I went on a deep dive on I go, yeah.
See, I've been going down a deep dive of freak Instagram.
Yeah.
Of like just body disfigurement, burn victims. Oh my God.
No,
talking
I don't
about
know.
How they
that.
Got burned.
Oh no.
That. Mine just does like Thomas the Train.
All right.
Oh.
That's so sad.
That's because she didn't know who the father was. They ran a train on her.
What's the next segment?
All right.
This for an hour. I'll do this for an hour.
This is like Zach's bread and butter.
Yeah, 1,000 years from now, they're going to, like, dig up these calls.
Well, you do love bread and butter.
The other room, I was like, yo, we got to do this. And then it's just getting sadder and sadder.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. Oh, it's just little children coffins.
That's the name of the episode?
The last episode.
Little children coffins.
Baby coffins.
Right.
Baby coffins is more.
Why don't we move on to something a little bit more up our alley?
Yeah, let's move on. Let's go somewhere happy. Guys, we haven't done this in a long time.
Yes.
It's time
to guess
the butthole.
The butthole.
Guess the butthole. Is it man? Is it woman? Is it trans? Could you see how wide it spans? Time to guess the butthole.
This is Guess the Butthole, where we are going to look at a close-up shot of a butthole. And we are all going to take turns guessing if that butthole belongs to a cis man, a cis woman, or a trans something.
I like this.
Yeah.
All right.
That looks like a belly button.
Well, really woman. Does.
Okay, so we're looking. We got
that's
pink ridges.
That's a woman.
That's deep.
Oh my God, it looks like
part of me says woman because of the little dots around it.
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to agree with
the
you.
The little white dots.
I'm going to say trans
things
woman.
That look like sperm
trans
going
woman.
In.
Trans woman.
If it's a trans woman, they have a long set of balls.
Yeah, I'm going to say trans
woman. Look over to woman.
Sid says woman Sagalow.
I'm saying woman.
You say I really want to say that looks like there's a vagina attached to it.
Let's see. Oh, wait, pause, it does.
Pause, yet. Only because, okay, you know how sometimes vagina meat looks like uncooked chicken?
No.
Sometimes.
Let's go with it.
That, when, I feel like that's like what like that's cooked attached to.
Yeah, give me salmonella, mama.
Yeah, baby.
Let's see.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Whoa. Yep.
Wow. I mean, that looks like a toy.
We were right. We said women.
Look how fucking.
I'm so confused
how is
by this.
That at
they
all
have
part of
quite
body.
The pronounced.
Alex, are you allowed to do
is this
share
upside
your own
down?
Photo? This
it
is
looks
crazy.
Exactly like an uncooked chicken. You
it
really.
Does. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know when you split chicken down the
how
middle?
How is that picture taken? I don't understand, like, the.
Right? It's like upside down or something.
That,
or I don't know what a vagina looks like.
How is it taken? I mean, I don't really
know.
Man,
that is just some white pussy, fellas.
Oh, yeah, wait. I'm very confused.
That angle is weird.
Yeah.
No.
It looks like a.
I think
it looks like
a
bagpipe.
Yeah.
It's like one of those. Spread like, from behind, and they're popping it back.
I think it's one of those like.
If you
illusions.
Zoom out, you'll see that they're pulling the butt cheeks apart.
Oh,
I mean, what are we doing here?
I thought they were gonna zoom all the way back. That's what I thought.
That is a fat pussy.
Zach's
I'm
right
actually
here.
Stop looking at your own shot.
I love that. I was like, how do we get there?
I broke the mic.
That's what I say every morning in the mirror.
That's
one
your alarm,
pussy.
It's your morning confirmations.
Yeah, my affirmations.
Thank you. I apologize. All right. Hey guys, real quick, let's just talk about one of our favorite sponsors, and that's Yo Delta. Guys, if you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal and you're over the age of 21, today go to YoDelta.com. You guys know what Yo Delta is. Delta 8 THC is something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com is a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And let me tell you, from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products need to be taken responsibly. Once again, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 to get you super high.
Let's see the next one.
Ooh.
Man.
Ugh. Trans woman.
No, a Russian hairy woman.
I'm going to go with trans woman as well. Because I was going to say man, but the little thing right there.
Yeah,
makes
you
me
can
think
kind
it's
of
not.
See. That's a trans woman right there.
Man, these like slightly caped buttholes really bum me out.
But that could be the balls too.
What happened?
I'm going to say it's a man.
No, I think that is definitely a hairy woman.
So I found out recently that when we are being created in the womb. Uh-huh. Everybody has that line.
Yeah, life comes from the butthole.
Mm. But so it starts as the line, and then that either turns into balls or labia. Yeah.
But see how the skin goes into the actual hole?
Yeah.
That's where we come out of.
Okay.
What? I'm going to say man.
Skin.
I'm going to go hairy woman on that one because I think a gay man would take better care of his asshole.
No, there's Harry's assholes out there. But he might not be gay. He could be.
Do you like Harry?
I don't mind.
I hate it.
I know.
On men.
I don't mind it.
I've been getting better with hair on women.
Yeah,
but
I'm
he could
into
be
that.
A straight dude. He doesn't have to be a gay dude.
No, straight guy takes that picture.
You know what I mean? It doesn't mean he took it. It could be a
from NASA.
What are you talking about? That's a hilarious picture to
no,
send to
I'm
your
saying,
friends.
What I'm saying is like okay. He could be a porn star, and that's like an angle that
yeah. Oh, I ran into the biggest asshole today. He sent it to
right?
a group chat.
What was Sydney's guess?
I'm gonna go. That's a hairy woman. Sid?
Yeah, I'm going with a feller.
I'm going woman too. I should go back to college.
Okay.
Ian?
No, you I say woman.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
My right. God.
Wow.
I think I know the game now.
Yep.
Are you starting to figure it out?
I'm calibrated.
By the way,
how do you
okay.
not get shit in that?
Let's be hair. Honest. Clean that thing up.
Yeah.
Nice pooper.
Great pooper.
Yeah.
That's a pretty nice butt if you clean that thing up.
She seems like
I
a good
care.
Gal.
Some duct tape and a fucking.
It looks like Osama bin Laden.
And a 1, 2, 3?
It looks
I
like.
I went with my initial guess. I thought it was woman, but then I tried.
It looks like Akeem's chin.
Ian,
no,
reach up
I'm
real
way
quick.
More hairy than that.
What's reach that? Up. We'll try to see if you can get it.
Oh, damn it.
No, okay. All right, let's go on to the next
smag
one.
Smag
Everything in this studio is breaking.
That's a gay man.
That's a tight butthole.
That is a trans.
Comparatively to the other ones that have been slightly calibrated open.
It is well kept.
Yeah, that's a tight
one. Let's go. Bring it around the horn the other way, starting with Ian.
Trans woman.
Gay man.
I don't know. The sexuality was part of it. But
I was saying questioning
man.
That is a straight Christian man's butthole right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's someone who's got who a cross around his checks neck. His balance every month.
Trans man, I meant.
Oh, wait, really?
I don't know, dude.
I say that is a gay man. However, this is like week one on the. He's still in training.
He could be a top. You don't know.
Yeah, but I think this is week one. Like, this is his first set of photos.
I'm going to say it's a man as well, although I low-key do think it's a woman because I'm not really into it, but who knows?
Let's reveal.
Oh, it's five assholes. Oh, wow. Boom.
Told you. I knew it. Oh, I
told
said
you
it.
He was a gay
that
guy.
That is Wolf Hudson.
Is that
oh
his name?
Oh, my God.
Wolf Hudson?
Is that, am I wrong,
look
or
at
is
those
that Wolf nut Hudson?
Hands.
Wait, is this a straight guy?
No, he's gay.
Told you.
Oh, am I wrong that that's Wolf Hudson? I've watched him fuck Jesse Lee.
Look at him turn around. He looks like he's going, you rang. Yeah.
Wait, is that is it the porn star that he said it was?
Oh, you guys
those would
very
be extra points. That was extra points if you got that right. Yeah, I love that guy. He's like...
What do you think? I don't know.
I might be wrong.
It looks close, but probably not like the same guy, honestly.
All right, well, we're learning.
Well, he's definitely a bottom.
That's his doppelganger.
He's definitely a bottom. A power bottom at that.
All right, let's see another one.
That's something wrong with that asshole.
Man.
Now that your rose is in bloom.
I feel like that's a dude.
Is this a medical photo?
Yeah, that looked like my wife's butthole when she was giving birth to my son.
I don't know if you've seen Harry Potter, but you know when Voldemort's in the back of that guy's head? That's what that looks like.
100%. I think it's a guy.
It looks like it's whistling the theme from All-Star.
I feel like it's just a guy who's a slut.
Somebody.
Some butt.
Yeah, I'm going to say guy.
I am going to say that belongs to a trans woman.
That's a good guess.
I agree.
Because I have a feeling...
I think it's a regular
that asshole
woman.
Does a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah.
That's a regular woman.
Like Zach.
I'm going with a regular woman who pushes
too
hard.
Yeah, much like my ankles.
I think it's a gay dude who's been fucked.
So
a
he
lot.
A gay dude. I say trans woman, Sid.
I'm saying a woman.
Sag.
Trans woman.
Ian.
A woman.
Let's say it.
Oh my God. Whoa! Oh,
trans woman.
Am I?
Oh my God! Look at that. Cock.
You're a savant.
Yeah.
Go in a little though. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, that looks like it was added in post. That cock.
No, that's
is that Marcus Monroe.
There's nothing post about that, buddy.
He's got long hair. I don't know because he's got long hair. Just swinging.
I don't think Marcus is packing a dick like that.
There's so many different compartments to it.
You know what I'm saying? It looks like it was screwed on.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a dog toy. Like it's been like it's like been it through different levels of damage.
That asshole looks like it just took an ice bath.
Yeah. That asshole's been fucked so much that the skin has come out of it.
It looks like
or they have hemorrhoids from straining
like
for the
Asian
weight of the world on their
UFC.
Shoulders.
Yeah.
And their eyes like their tiny
either
eyes.
Either way, it's not a good asshole.
No, it's not. No. That's
it looks like one of those like
it's a
nuts.
Very
what's
unfortunate.
You know what I'm talking about?
If that's your kid's asshole, you fucked up.
Why would you look at that?
They're taking some damage.
Ew, stop zooming out. Go to the next one.
Keep zooming in. All maybe you'll see a galaxy. More.
It looks like the beginning of Uncut Gems.
Isn't there a dick version of this game? What's the dick version?
Whoa.
God.
Whoa. Are we seeing too much already?
My God. Alex. That is a geyser of jizz coming out of a glorious little balloon
knot. I'm going to hope that's a guy.
That's a girl.
That's a chick, dude.
And I think I know it because girls always have a little mole by their butthole.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm going to say guy, but
I think mole.
All right, so what are we saying? Let's go in order. Ian.
Girl.
I'm saying girl, too.
I'm going with girl.
God, we're all hoping it's a girl.
Yeah,
please, girl.
I know. Please, God.
Guy.
If it's a guy, I'm going to
say guy as well.
If it's a guy, I'm going to fucking
I'm going to puke.
Die.
Whoa. Is that jizz or is that?
Of course, yeah, it's his own. It's his own jizz.
You don't think it's fake? It's looks fake.
How can it be his?
Is it? No, I said, I don't know what
people
jizz
are capable of.
Should we pray?
I didn't say, is that his?
Jizz. Zach is 5 for 5 right now. That's crazy.
Is there one more to see if you can go whole 6?
There's a couple more, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Dude, we're doing it.
I mean, you're on a roll, dude.
Oh, my God.
Wait, are you keeping everybody's score or just Zach's?
No, she's keeping score for everybody.
Okay. I've only gotten 2 right.
Wait, give us a quick tally, Alex.
Okay.
Give a tally, Alex.
We have Ian with 2, Brendan with 3, Sydney with 2, Zach with 5, and Akeem with 2.
Mm. Wow, 2-2-2.
I'm getting pretty good.
Yeah, you could catch up to Zach.
I think so.
Official butthole expert, Zach Amico.
Oh, come on, man.
Jesus Christ. That looks like it was taken on, like, film. How old is that picture?
That's a lady because she does blossom porn. Yeah. That's a fetish, and that's a lady.
Oh, all right. God.
Yeah, I'm going with lady.
It looks like an outtake from American Beauty.
Although it could also be a twink, but I'm going to say lady.
I think it's a girl.
It looks like a malfunctioning Stargate.
You know what?
It's like a Jesus portal to something.
No, I'm going
to
say twink. It's a twink.
All right, Keem says guy.
That looks like pepperoni.
Lady.
I'm going to say twink. I mean, I feel like I'm wrong, but I just...
Has anyone gotten hard at all?
No.
What's the opposite of that?
Oh, lady. Yeah. Fuck. Yep. Wow.
Oh, God, that looks like...
Why'd you Photoshop Akeem's cock in there?
It's about the right size. Yeah.
You got a big piece.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Congrats, man.
I do have a really big dick.
Cool.
Slide in my DMs if you want to see it.
Didn't you give your number out on here one time?
Yeah, I did. I got a decent amount of texts, too.
Really? Oh, yeah. Didn't you hook up with a guy from here recently?
Yeah.
How'd that go? Yeah? Are you going to see him again?
No, he doesn't live here.
Oh. Weren't you kind of seeing a guy, like multiple hookups? We were like excited for you.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
We stopped hooking up.
Aww.
I know.
I want you to find love.
Me too. But he left. He moved.
I want you to just keep destroying dick.
I mean, I can do both.
Yeah, that's true. Why limit yourself?
Would you be in a monogamous relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah?
If there's a guy I liked, yeah.
Yeah.
Just got to find him in the streets.
In these streets.
Maybe that's your problem, checking the streets.
Shut up. That's why I am, nigga.
You should check inside buildings.
Yeah. Pull the next one up.
That was it.
Oh, was that it?
We have one more. It's the last one.
Let's go.
If he gets this wrong and I get it right, I win, right?
It's pixely, it's grainy. It's not the best fit picture.
Okay.
It's grandma-y?
Grady.
Oh, granny.
It's Mike Granny.
Oh, no.
I'm saying guy.
I'm going to say, I hope I fish for what I wish, and it's trans.
Oh, man, I feel like that's the surface of a planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrible picture.
Yeah, that looks like it was taken on the river.
After seeing all these assholes, I'm like, am I gay? Like, these are bad.
That's how I look.
What if this
That's how I feel when
you.
I look into this podcast.
I'm sure it didn't.
What was that, Tagula?
Nothing matters. I'm gonna say trans. Ah, no, I don't know.
I think that's a gentleman's dick.
Dick?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, a gentleman's.
Yeah.
You, sir, have a gentleman's dick.
Oh, dude, it'd be so fun if we.
I'm going trans.
Sword fought.
I'm going trans just because. Well, no, let me make this interesting. Because if you lose, I win.
I've never agreed to that. I refuse to put my butthole in.
Well, at least tie. I'm going with man. That's a man.
Okay, Sid?
Yeah, I'm going with man. It's like hemorrhoids.
That
right?
is a man's butt. That's a man, baby. Yeah.
I'm going to go with women just because I'm losing anyway.
Right.
Might as well.
Might as well. If it's a woman, I'll.
Wow.
That's trans.
Oh, my God.
There can be.
Oh, no, it's trans.
Only one.
Wow. Good for you, Zach.
Quite a gift you have there, Zach.
Yeah,
Jesus. Wow.
I will be taking this act out on the road. I should really do this on the road.
You really should do this on the
road.
Dude,
turn it into a PowerPoint presentation like Hasan Minhaj.
Help the police like you're Frank Abagnale Jr.
Hustle massage.
You know, I brought him up on stage at the Cellar one night. I go, ladies and gentlemen, this sex comic so great. He was just featured in a huge article in the New Yorker.
Really?
Up for Hasan Minhaj. Yeah.
What did he say about that, dude? Was he like, thanks, Ian?
Nonplussed.
Was he mad?
Yeah, nonplussed means like not happy.
Oh. Well, did he say anything to you afterwards?
No.
Oh, good.
That's crazy.
Fuck Hassan. I think he's kind of hot.
Nice.
He's got a little head.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
He gives a little head.
I'm trying to get a little head.
Don't touch my fucking dick, bro.
Sorry. It was a hit for the show.
That's crazy. Yeah, it wasn't even caught on camera.
I guess it was.
I mean, I guess the show's never going to come out. Dude, I auditioned for like 7 characters on his fucking cartoon that never came out.
Really?
I don't know who on the show liked me, but I read for 7 different people. It was a fucking cartoon.
Well, apparently not enough.
About a little like Arab kid. Who
is that? Who you played?
The day of 9/11.
Oh God!
And I played every. They had me audition for every white person.
Really?
And you just you didn't get it?
I got none of
even,
them.
Even the you guys be, that were on the plane.
You would be a good like principal over the loudspeaker.
Yeah. I would be good something.
You have a nice little voice.
Yeah.
Just got news from the teacher's lounge, and you walk into your third period class. Give the announcement.
Sir.
Good news, bad news, guys.
Who do you play on that?
Mr. Miko, what's the good news?
The good news is...
Oh, it must be good. He's smiling.
The good news is...
Yeah?
Some of your parents are going to have very decorated wrapped coffins. I'm just kidding. Everyone that died in that worked in finance.
isn't there a dick version of that game? What is that one called?
Oh, we had a game called Shirtless Girthless
yeah.
Where we showed someone's chest, and then we got to decide what kind of dick we thought they had.
Oh, yeah. That's a great game.
Let's play that.
I know.
They had to prepare it. That's what we had.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't prepare any dicks for us?
She prepared 5, right?
You don't
here.
Have any pre-prepared dicks?
I could maybe do this on the fly. Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, let's see what Alex has got for us.
We'll banter until you figure it out.
Yeah.
Le está gustando mi podcast? Hey, do you know what that means? I do, thanks to our new friends at Babbel. Recently, I've been learning to speak Spanish with Babbel, and you can too, because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. Babbel is the second best way to learn a language. The first way is immersion, by living among people that speak it. However, with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language very quickly. 1 in 5 Americans actually have learn a new language on their bucket list, and you can achieve just that. So if you're going to travel soon and you want to learn the language, a great thing to do is try out Babbel. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are a little more than games, Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. So here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. To get you started right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/guys. So you can get 55% off babbel.com/guys. Once again, babbel.com/guys. Rules and restrictions may apply. Guys, it is a great thing to do this summer. Expand your mind. Make people know that you're a worldly, intelligent person, and try out a new language with our new friends at Babbel.
You guys think Hassan's packing?
Akeem,
I don't think so.
You're the principal at the school. You have to tell the teachers.
Okay.
Go.
What am I telling the teachers?
About 9/11.
That 9/11 happened.
Guys,
y'all motherfuckers ain't never gonna guess.
Where is this school?
Guess what, y'all? We moved down to number 2. Number 2 on the threat list is us. We're second now, y'all.
Y'all motherfuckers need Allah.
Sydney does kind of look like the DC sniper.
Thank you.
Remember Lee Harvey? Lee Boy Malvo, or what his
Google
name was?
Who that what is.
Was his name? He was a handsome black dude, man.
All right, so we're going to guess. All right, so I believe, let's make
little
sure.
Little hard like this.
So we're going to guess in the photo.
Yeah.
Hard or not hard?
Okay.
Big, medium, small.
Okay.
Cut or uncut? Were those the qualifications, Alex? So it's 3 guesses on this one.
Okay, he's uncut.
You're saying uncut, so it's cut or uncut, big or small, hard or soft?
Hard, small, pointy.
Actually, no, he's not uncut. He's cut. He's hard and cut.
Nice.
And big.
Hard.
Like, I like him.
Yeah, I'm going medium cut, hard.
I'm going big.
Back to Cali.
Cut, and soft.
I don't think he's soft. No, he's definitely not soft.
I'm going to go
no, see
hard.
His, see the head vein? He's straining to
yeah.
stay
yeah.
hard.
Yeah, he's not. He's got a, he's like, got a vein on his
I'll see the vein in his fucking side of his head.
And he's yeah. flexing, too, yep. so.
That is to be hard.
Yep.
I'm going to go cut, and I'm going to go okay.
On the side?
That's medium.
Medium.
Yeah, okay medium. Is a medium. Yeah.
Nah, I think he's packing.
Ian?
I said hard, tiny, and curved.
All right,
pointy.
Alex?
Whoa. Wow.
Packing, right?
I was right. It kind of has an odd curve. Yeah.
But is it uncut or cut? I can't tell.
That's cut. That's no, that's uncut.
Let's
that's
say uncut. Get in there.
Type it. Pop it in.
I think it's, I don't.
It looks
see?
Like him.
That's
yep,
uncut.
You're right.
Uncut.
Yeah. So,
I
so
I was talking about an uncut gem. Mm.
Damn.
Uncut gem.
I'm going to yeah. come. This is where I win.
All right, let's do another one of these.
He's pretty hot.
Okay, wait. Just to be clear, we're giving points for uncut and big and hard, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Can we? I mean, can I?
Damn. Then I'd lose all
wait,
of
can
those.
Can we get a size chart first? Because I mean, that could also be.
I'm looking at
big.
One.
Yeah.
You'll
wait,
know.
Are you arguing whether or not that's
the
big?
Size chart?
How,
is,
we don't know how big he is. You're comparing
that
it to his
medium.
Body, right?
That looked medium.
There was no reference point.
Wait,
for the
hold
size.
On, Sid. Are you saying that guy had a small wiener?
I don't know how big he was. We're going.
He's probably
baseball.
Like 6 foot something.
That's a medium. You can tell when it's a big fucking cock.
Thank you. When it's
that
a big,
was
big. When it's a big cock, your head goes.
It's
back
big, like, but oh. not porn star big.
I mean,
thank
I guess.
You know, I haven't had dick in forever, and this is kind of making me.
I'm gonna have dick.
Chill,
weeks
bro.
Ago?
Yeah,
you're right. Relapse on dick. is it like a drug to you?
It's triggering.
I put it to you this way: I don't feel like I have a porn star sized dick, and that dick did not intimidate me one bit.
That dick just looked whoa. Like a normal guy's dick. You know, yeah, it didn't look like a big cock.
It looked pretty big to me.
That wasn't a big cock at all.
Well, let's give the man the benefit of the doubt.
I just want points. Give me my points.
Who's next?
Another turn.
Shut up. Shut up. You're going to ruin it. Why don't we just whip out our cocks and start making out? Okay.
Oh, this is a trans. Oh, this is yes. a trans woman?
All right, this is
going to
be
Tiffany Haddish.
Hello. She's going to be a huge one.
She ready.
I hate that.
Can I ask an honest question?
Yeah.
Was it really worth having those scars for tits that size?
Right.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes scars,
she actually kind of looks like Wanda Sykes,
guess
to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, when you see the size of the
don't say gay.
y'all want to know how I got these scars?
Wait.
I got a big old penis.
Yeah. Y'all, were those Wanda Sykes impersonations?
I think I was the
no,
closest
I was
to
just
that.
Impersonating a sassy
okay,
Hispanic
that's
woman doing yeah. the Joker.
I'm not sure. I don't know how to
do what
other areas
do you have?
I'm not,
running for the DA.
I never really look at
that's
trans
gonna
women's
be a
dicks,
huge,
so I'm not sure.
Would you ever be with a trans woman?
I wouldn't.
Really?
No, I'm not.
You like masculine.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to
I like
to
feminine.
Women. Yeah, I like masculine,
oh.
yeah.
Whoa.
We're the, quite the odd couple.
Oh, no. I don't know. I'm going to say...
I bet it's a piece.
Yeah, I'm going...
I don't think it's going to be hard.
I'm saying tiny, small, full of bushy hair.
Probably not hard, but big hanging
yeah.
donkey dick.
Huge, cut,
uncut.
Alex is trying to get all of our votes in.
No,
she
I think
looks
it's
like she's
be,
writing the Declaration of
Independence. I
think
it's going to be uncut, because typically Hispanic people are uncut.
That's what I said, yeah. Uncut,
yeah.
donkey dick.
And I think it's gonna be big.
Right.
Yeah, I think
okay.
so too. Because sometimes that's what people like about trans women is that they got big old dicks.
Okay, I'm going.
You guys should look up Supreme North.
Woo. I'm going cut, soft, big.
She's not cut. I don't think.
Not also, cut. I would like to note the scars on her arm.
She's oh, everything I want.
Little stretch
I'm
marks from lifting
votes.
That dick to piss.
Okay.
Brendan, do you think it's cut or uncut?
I think it's uncut.
Okay. And do you think it's soft or hard?
I think it's hard.
Okay.
No, soft. Soft.
Soft.
Sorry.
Okay, Ian, do you think it's soft or hard?
Soft, fat, long, donkey. Okay.
And did she date Derek or Gio while they were in jail?
I think it's hard.
Sydney, cut or uncut, soft or hard?
Cut and soft, but, you know, intimidating.
Fluff.
All right, let's do it.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's uncut. I didn't expect that.
Holy shit.
And it's really to the left.
That looks cut, though.
Wait, that's cut.
No, it's uncut.
It's unkempt.
No, it's uncut. It's cut.
That's cut.
I mean, it's cut. That's what I meant.
Cut.
Yeah, it's cut.
Wait, we're talking about the pubes, right?
No, we're talking about the fucking foreskin, idiot.
And this is a mid or
idiot.
This is a mid, right?
Yeah, I mean it's a thick piece though.
Damn.
I would give it to the people who said big over small, right?
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
But I said uncut. I thought it would be uncut. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I feel like you're giving us like sympathy points here.
I was totally off.
I don't like a clean shaven dick that much, to be honest. I don't really like that dick at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really like that dick at all.
You and I are just like oil and water.
Yeah. We don't like the same thing at all. Yeah, that dick's not for me. I mean, I'd probably like, you know, I wouldn't say no to it, but I wouldn't say yes either.
Just begrudgingly.
What would you say to it?
Getting down on your knees.
Whatever. This would probably cause more harm than it helps.
Yeah.
If that's all you got, I guess.
Yeah. Let's roll the AIDS.
It'd have to be on like a regular dude.
Yeah, could you put a shirt on it? Could you put a custom wrap on that dick, please?
Yeah.
She really did let you play with that.
Whoa.
They both have dicks?
No, we're just looking at the dude.
Okay. I bet he's got a small one because he looks Asperger-y.
All right.
Yeah.
And so it could be one of those things where he's got a really small dick or he's got a giant dick.
You know what the thing is? Because I've hooked up with some twinks who are like ridiculously packed. And I was like, yo, what are we doing here?
The look on her face is so funny.
So
that if you cut her off at the chin, that looks like a lady that does stand up at like bars in Hoboken.
Yeah, yeah. They look like they're about to go see Wonka.
It looks like if Melissa McCarthy managed a Staples.
I 1,000% agree with that. I'm gonna say huge, uncut. I don't know why I keep saying uncut. But
tiny
huge, uncut and hard. And when I say huge, I mean like
you just described my
surprisingly
penis,
right?
Yeah, big soft cut.
Yeah. She does look like one of those comedians that complains about skinny bitches the whole time.
Roseanne. She does look like Roseanne if Roseanne had hair.
Are you trying to cheat, Ian? What are you trying to do?
I wanted to see if she had pubes or not.
Gotcha.
I mean, you'll see soon. She probably does.
She has no pubes at all.
Okay.
Good for her.
Ian, your votes?
Tiny.
You think it's tiny?
Tiny, no pubes, soft.
Cut. Soft.
I will also say, extra
cut,
guess,
uncut.
Her husband took this photo.
Cut or uncut, Ian?
Cut.
Okay, Sagalo.
I'm going uncut, huge, not shaven, and soft.
Soft, okay. Sydney?
Cut. That is flaccid, and I think that's going to be... I think the gravity is weighing down his stomach, so I'm going to say that's a big one.
All right. Let's see it.
Oh, no. It's tiny.
Oh,
I was right about it being
it looks like a little
cut,
though.
Huge.
Looks like a little hot dog. That's huge.
That's great, right, guys?
He's got
so
such
disappointing.
Tiny little ball.
That is flaccid, though, right?
Alex, you got to show us another wiener.
I was wondering the same. So, like, are we going to call that soft?
Close in on it.
Or...
Close in on it.
No, that looks hard.
It does look like it's standing on its own.
No, I think it's
hard-ish.
Like, it might be hard.
That's hard enough to come.
Oh, he's uncut, though.
He's definitely uncut.
So he's right on the uncut.
Yeah,
It's hard enough to come.
Ew, look at his little balls. It looks like Gonzo's nose.
It's tiny. It's,
no, I think...
It's depressingly small.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I think that, like, there's, like, a certain...
All right, let's not... Be judgmental all the way.
No,
but I think
that's
not
because he's watching.
Some people's evenings.
This man is dead.
I think when you're like there's a certain smallness of penis that
he definitely
is, like,
died
taut.
Fighting for the Ukraine.
Yeah,
that's not hard. It's taut.
That's
it's
one
a
of
taut
the most
penis.
I've that's one of the ugliest penises I've ever seen.
Right?
It's really just bad.
It's,
on all
there's
forms.
Nothing appeasing.
Nothing
about
it looks like a
appealing.
Slushy straw.
It looks terrible.
And the balls are just,
balls,
I mean,
yeah.
This poor fella.
It's a bad photo.
Let's
happy,
not
though.
End on a bad dick. Let's end
let's
on
yeah,
a
one more.
Let's
and then
do
let's,
one
let's
more.
Let's do our big ending.
Sure, do you want to give it to hard or soft on this one, though?
I think that's hard.
I'm going to call it hard.
I think it's hard to tell.
Yeah, because soft
I'm
going to
go as hard as it got in the video.
Yeah.
I have to say, Akeem is up by 2 points right now.
Wow.
Over Ian. So Akeem has 7, Ian has 5. Brendan and Zach each have 3, and Sydney has 2.
Well, you know the game.
This is why we had to stop the show. I'm not really bisexual. I'm just an asshole expert.
Don't worry, I'm carrying the torch for us.
Yeah. Listen, if we pay pussy,
yeah, we know what you're holding it in too.
Let's play how high can he jump. Let's do that game. That's my game.
How would we even play that?
There's ways.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to show everybody a magic trick. Whoever jumps the highest and runs away wins.
And now that they're gone.
How about this last dick be one of our dicks? Just to...
We should all go to the bathroom and take a dick pic and put it on there. Or no.
It's a terrible shirtless idea. Pics.
Oh.
We'd all know which one's Zach's because it has a piercing in it.
Unrelated, you guys, just for comics.
Yeah.
You have to watch this Cat Williams interview that just dropped. It is insane.
I'm watching it when I get home.
He's talking shit about everybody. Really? It is 2 hours of just fun.
He called out Steve Harvey.
He called out Kevin Hart. Steve Harvey, like, Seth Entertainer, Ludacris, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, whoever you can think of, that nigga called him out. It's wild.
Really?
It's going to be my drive home.
Yeah, me too.
It's 2 hours and it flew by.
I would do my Cat Williams impression, but I cannot do it in front of you guys.
Yeah, that's probably fair. It flew by.
It's pretty good, though.
I'll DM the last episode, Zach.
Nope.
Yeah. How about you do it and then you, like, put the camera on Hakeem and have his mouth moving?
No, nigga. That's the last thing I'm going to do is be a white.
I think the only thing worse than me saying the N-word is turning Akeem into an N-word puppet.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a question why your pussy is attracting bitch-ass N-words.
Yo, he's kind of hot.
What's up with his neck?
He's got a lot of neck skin. His neck looks like his neck.
He looks like he's wearing a skin turtleneck.
Yeah, he has an uncircumcised neck.
I'm saying cut. Look.
Earthworm Jim head ass looking at
cut, shaved, big balls, hard.
Motherfucker, hard, skin, hard, looking motherfucker.
Walk hard. Okay, he's definitely hard.
Hard.
I'm gonna say he looks ethnic.
What?
The news?
But I'm gonna say cut.
What?
Dewey Cox died.
It's hilarious.
I'm gonna say hard cut, and then what are the other choices?
Hard cut.
Size.
Is he big? I think he's packing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to judge the size of his dick by the look on his face.
I'm legitimately just judging what Alex, like, wants to do as the last one. And I think she's giving us, like, a nice.
You can help
piece.
Me shave my armpits.
Because that last one was so disappointing to us.
Yeah, I'm going to go big, cut, soft.
Yeah.
He caught out shaven. Too. Jesus Christ.
Shaven.
Sid?
West one shaven.
Big, cut. And just laying there.
Scream, am I right?
You're saying fluff.
Yeah, a little fluff.
About the thing.
Zach?
I'm saying hard, unshaven, and thick, big.
Yeah.
I'm going for the gold here. I think he's packing
what
everybody's
got. What did
Akeem
say?
I said hard. What did I say? I don't remember.
Yeah, do you?
Akeem said big cut hard. Zach said big cut soft. Sydney said big cut fluffed. Brendan said big cut hard. And Ian?
Do you have a spreadsheet for this? How are you keeping
track? I'm going to go small cut hard.
I think he's definitely hard. Back. I don't think he's small.
Let's see that dick.
All right, here we are.
There it
Whoa.
Is.
Not wow.
That's fluffed, right?
Nice.
I would say that's hard.
That looks
that's
like
hard.
It's on its way
That's
up.
Hard, yeah.
Can that's you zoom hard in? And that's see,
it's,
a big thicky.
It's cut, right?
Let's see if it's cut, though.
It's cut. Yeah,
it's cut.
Wow.
That's a nice dick.
It's a point for Saggy.
Akeem won.
Although I did say shaven.
Did you have, do you have the guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sagalo, if you want to go grab.
I don't even know whose guitar it is.
Just grab it, baby.
It's all right, baby.
But they may have taken
it. Oh, I feel like I did really badly on
My
that
My baby.
Game.
So, Alex, you have our final tallies on that one?
As the
butthole master.
Akeem with 9 points, Zach with 4 points, Sydney with 3 points, Brendan with 5, and Ian with 7, making Akeem the final winner of Shirtless Girthless.
It's like golf scores for the straightest.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of everybody here at the Gas Digital Studios, thank you to our guest, Brendan Sagalo. Thank you to our guest, Sydney Gant. Thank you to Akeem Woods, some of our favorite people to have in.
Thank you.
We will figure out what the show's going to be as we move along. And I thank you guys very much for tuning in. And on behalf of myself and Einan Fidance,
One last time.
This is Zach and Mika saying bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. This is beautiful.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in Zach's throat. Ian's late again. Is he on drugs or on the road? So make the best of this test and live with AIDS. It's the end of Bye Guys, but not the end of our days.
Some find it quite unlistenable, and in the end they're right.
Aww.
We're just guys who are bye. One more time, guys. In the end's unlistenable, and in the end they're right. We've all just been guys who are bye. Thank you, guys. Bye, guys.
Oh, that was really sweet.
Thank you.
That was so sweet.